Ay bobo, ay bobo, ay bobo. Welcome to the Aguacerito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Welcome to another episode of the Aguacerito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife. Today, we are going to talk about Papa Sobo Bade, the brothers of thunder, wind, and lightning, and their role within Haitian voodoo. As always, we begin our conversation about the divine by centering ourselves with breath and prayer. So let's start with our breath. We're going to breathe together three times. Inhale confidence. And exhale insecurity. Inhale abundance. And exhale scarcity. Inhale expansion. And exhale resistance. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to all of the divine saints and angels in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Greetings to Papa Sobo and Bade. We invite you to this space and ask that you pave the way for knowledge and understanding of your energy in this episode. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of all four elements of earth, water, fire, and air, in the east, the west, the north, and the south, both known and unknown. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents, and beyond, both near and far. Greetings to you, esteemed listeners. Thank you for the thread that connects us all as brothers and sisters on this earthly realm. Thank you for the opportunity to be in connection with each and every one of you. We ask to enlighten and empower our listeners with love, light, and wisdom. We ask to liberate our hearts and minds in order to connect with the divine. We ask that whatever is needed from this episode be met. We ask that whatever guidance needs to be shared is shared as well as understood in this episode. We ask that whatever lessons need to be learned, be learned. Aibobo, ago ago, ba, rababa, asao, alaso, awoshenago, jabodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sen, bo. Welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Agua Cerito podcast show. If you've been on the journey with us, thank you so much for tuning in again. I truly appreciate you being part of our digital laku. And if you're new to the show, welcome and a big aibobo to you. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Connie Kife. And this show is all about one thing, deconstructing, demystifying, and decolonizing Haitian voodoo. Each week, I share information with the goal of educating, empowering, and enlightening our listeners on the beautiful sacred religious practices of Haitian voodoo. Before we dive into today's episode, I'd love for you to hit that follow, subscribe button so you never miss an update. If you're enjoying what you hear, leaving a quick rating or review is one of the best ways to support the show. It helps more people find us and keeps our digital laku growing. And of course, feel free to share this episode with a friend who'd enjoy it as well. And since we have listeners in our digital laku all across the world, every week I shout out a city where our listeners are located. This week, I want to send a big aibobo, a big shout out to all of our listeners in Brighton, Massachusetts. Brighton, Massachusetts, aibobo, aibobo, aibobo to you. In today's episode, we are going to love and honor Papa Sobo Mbade, the powerful, powerful elemental brother laws of thunder, wind, and lightning in Haitian voodoo. Our show today will be informed by the scholarly works of the late Mambo Jean-Baptiste, of works from Professor Gerdes Florent, as well as some of the works from Mambo Shita Tun. And from a theological lens, we're going to take a moment to deconstruct their energetic signatures. And in our episode today, we're going to take some time to discuss Sobo Mbade in comparison to other deities in world religions across the globe. We will also share and discuss a little bit about their role with the flag. When we think about the flag, flags within voodoo ceremonies, as well as the symbolic nature of flags in Haiti and within the voodoo. We're going to cover that. We're going to kind of scratch the surface. We do plan on doing an entirely different episode just to talk about voodoo flags. Hard, however, to not talk about the flags when it comes to Papa Sobo Mbade. Before we get started with today's episode, I want to give a little bit of kind of context, if you will. So typically when we are deconstructing and demystifying the various Haitian Vodou laws, we usually start the conversation with where their origin story, but also specifically their energetic signature when it comes to the post-transformation of that loi onto colonial Haiti. That's where our conversation picks up in most aspects. However, for some reason, I felt intuitively called to hold space specifically for Papa Sobo and Bade, to hold space not only for their Haitian energetic signature, but also their original Benin Vodoun energetic signature. So you'll notice throughout today's episode, I refer to Papa Sobo Bade as elemental laws that derive from the Mawulisa. And then at other times, I specifically talk about their role within Vodou, within the Jevo, with Haitian flags, within Vodou ritual. And so throughout the episode, I'm going to kind of go back and forth and deconstructing this amazing, amazing law pair, going back and forth between those two contexts. And I wanted to share that because as you're listening to this episode, you may be like, well, okay, which are they? Are they elemental laws? Are they specifically laws of Diomen royalty? And in fact, for today's episode, they are both. I'm really excited about today's conversation because you don't really hear a lot about Papa Sobo Bade. And these brother laws, they play such a significant role within the Vodou pantheon. And they play a significant role when you think about their energy in our day-to-day lives. And I'll talk about that in a moment. So kind of let's start from the beginning. When we think about Sobo Bade, who are they? Papa Sobo and Bade are said to be of Diomen royalty lineage. So these are royal laws. They're deified ancestors from royal nations of what we call the Kingdom of Diomen, now known as the country of Benin in Africa. In the book Haitian Vodou, Mambo Chitatan discusses more of the protocol of their royal kingdom. She writes, in the Agada tradition, Tohosu is the spirit of a royal ancestor who is unusual in some way. Either a Tohosu dies at birth, is stillborn, or dies while still in childhood due to a genetic defect, or is the child of an Alada or a Diomen king by an animal or other non-human spirit. Papa Sobo Bade and Bosu represent the first type of Tohosus in Haitian Vodou, and Agasu represents the second. Together, Sobo and Bade, two brothers, are the spirits of thunder, lightning, and windstorms. They are also brothers to Bosu. Both Sobo and Bade are military-minded as individuals and honored as part of the Rada Nation. So it's interesting in that passage, she really kind of leans into their specific royal origins. But she also mentions Bosu, she mentions Agasu. We are going to be doing an entire episode on Bosu, the escort, the Bosu Loa. We're also going to be talking about Agasu, two other deified ancestors of royal lineage. And I'm really looking forward to those particular conversations. But as Mambo Chitatan mentions, when we think about Papa Sobo and Bade, they are often spoken of together, almost like twins. but they're really more accurately depicted as partners in the sky because of their role. Each one of the brothers essentially hold a different aspect of weather, which is why at the beginning I referenced them as sort of elemental laws in the sense of the energies that they manifest. Sobo is the brother Loa, who carries thunder and lightning, while Bare moves through the world as wind. When people in Haiti describe them, they don't treat these forces as like random blasts of nature. They speak of their presence in the sense that they carry, particularly within Vodou, they carry a sense of ethics, they carry a sense of order and protection. And we'll see that when we talk a little bit about their role with the flag, or what we call Dagapo. Before we continue the conversation about Papa Sobo and Bade, I want to take a moment. I want to just deconstruct the significance of the energies of thunder, lightning, and wind. And so, while listeners, you may, when you think about thunder, lightning, and wind, you think of these as just kind of aspects of the weather, but have you really ever thought of what they spiritually represent? Because every element of nature, every aspect of the world we live around, there is a spiritual connection and a spiritual significance to what they embody. And thunder, lightning, and wind are no different. So I'm gonna start with thunder. So let's start with thunder. Thunder, I like to say that thunder is the voice of the sky. It's the sound of power moving through the realms, moving through the heavens, announcing itself. When we think about thunder, thunder declares things. Thunder is the voice that paves the way and really states something is coming. And in the case of you hearing kind of, when you think about thunder rumbling and roaring, it is a powerful force in motion. Thunder as an energetic signature is a sound that is carried through the sky. And I would consider, if we think about the different elements, right? When I think about like earth, water, fire, and air, I would consider thunder as kind of a combination. So I think of thunder as like an air element in that, you know, we think about the sound frequency carries through the sky, but that rumbling, you know, that deep, you know, belly rumbling that you feel in the ground really represents the earth element. So it's a combination of earth and air kind of elemental signatures. And thunder as a sound vibration, as a sound frequency, bridges the sky and the land, and it helps, it kind of really shakes the earth. When you think about, if you hear a really, really strong thunder roaring, it literally shakes the earth. And I like to think of it as a roar that's grounding itself within the earth, within the core of our specific realm. If we think about lightning is, if thunder is the voice of the sky, lightning is the fire, right? Lightning is the fire. It is a raw energy. It happens fast. It's electric in nature. It's fierce. It's somewhat alive. And when we think about thunder, it is also a light that breaks through the darkness and symbolically reminds us that creation and destruction can happen in the same strike. Because you think about it, right? Lightning, while yes, it is alive and fierce and is essentially a fire, it happens really fast and it does bring light to darkness. If it's kind of too much of lightning, it can create fires, right? And fires on the ground. So when I think about symbolically, what does lightning represent? Lightning, in a sense, is, it can be a flash of insight from a human perspective. It can be a blessing. But it can also be used as a weapon. Again, lightning is very dangerous, right? Especially if you have large doses of lightning hitting the specific ground. And I like to think of lightning, and again, because it is related to the fire element, fire is all about transformation. So lightning transforms things. It is all about pure energy, all about heat, all about light. If we take a moment and unpack and think about wind, think about the windstorms. Wind, if we go back, if thunder is the voice of the sky, lightning is the fire of the sky, then the wind is the breath. And wind is total 100% air element. The wind wind is extremely powerful because wind carries sound frequencies. Wind can carry a message very, very far geographically. And wind carries seeds. When you think about if a flower is blowing and its petals have been left out of its base, the wind can carry the seeds and the petals of a flower miles and miles away. And that's how it gets kind of reconstituted, re-germinated into other gardens and yards, etc., etc. So wind carries seeds. It can carry a scent. You can smell something from afar and it brings you to that space. It carries voices. It carries change. You can't see wind in the same way you can hear thunder or you can see lightning, but you can definitely feel wind. And wind is a constant reminder that unseen forces shape our life just as much as visible ones. And many traditions actually see wind as the breath of our ancestors, as spirits, or as earth in and of itself, because wind moves things. Wind is the air element in motion. It helps move breath, it moves spirit, it moves communication, and it reminds us that we cannot be contained. So when you combine these fundamental elements of nature, and again, we experience them all the time, but have you ever really thought about what their role is? So for example, when I go outside, when I see the wind blowing, if I know there's a message that I want to give to an individual, I can just speak it, right? Because we all have power of the tongue. So if I speak the message, guess what? The wind is going to carry my voice. The wind is going to carry that message to wherever it needs to go. So when you start to combine wind, the breath of the world, you start to combine thunder, the voice of the sky. You start to combine lightning, the fire of the sky. It becomes a powerful manifestation of divine energies in motion. And listeners, this is exactly what, when I think about Papa Sobo and I think about Bade, this is the energies that they embody as deified ancestors from the kingdom of Diomed. So if we take it back to Sobo and Bade and Haitian Vodou, the relationship between the two of them is not about chaos. It's really about balance. Like thunder and wind may sound, you know, like a dangerous thing to be happening, but in Vodou, they're considered guardians, right? Thunder and wind embody this kind of energy that makes life possible, that keeps communities safe, that signals power with direction. And when you add these two elements and the three different elements, actually, when you combine them together in nature, they actually can call on to another great force of the sky, which is the Agao. You know, we're going to talk about Agao in an entirely different episode, but I would be remiss to, you know, not be talking about Sobo Bade and not bring up Agao, because Agao is the energy of a full storm. Agao is the rolling roar that makes the earth shakes, right? Javodo. So listeners, again, we're going to do an entire episode on Agao, on the powerful Agao energy in the future. But again, the teamwork that happens at a divine level between Papa Sobo, Bade, and Agao, we see this on a regular basis. And I don't think we give enough credit to the energies that these three embody. So the next time you see lightning, you see wind, you see thunder, you see rain, you see them all kind of working together in manifestation into a storm, think of these particular laws and think about what each of these elements specifically mean and what they can mean in your life at this particular moment. We mentioned that Papasobo, Bade, or origins trace back to West Africa, specifically to the Fone and Yewe people of the Diomé Kingdom. And in that cosmology, there was a great sky pantheon that included Mawulisa, the divine twins of the heavens. And we talked a lot about Mawulisa on our episode about God. Well, Papasobo and Bade are remembered as part of that family, children of the Mawulisa. And enslaved Africans, they kind of carried this knowledge when they came to the island of Hispaniola. And in Haiti, those memories were reshaped through survival, resistance, and community. So when you speak of Papasobo and Bade today, you're hearing, you know, you're kind of hearing the echoes of this wisdom of the Diomé, you know, the Diomé kingdom being still alive after centuries and centuries. So I love, you know, when we talk about the different elements, these are still very active, very living spirits in nature. And Papasobo and Bade, even again, you may not hear about them as much as you maybe hear about other laws. They are just as alive even today after all of these years. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to continue the conversation about Papasobo and Bade. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacedito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more.
Sophie's bad as on we wo yo. Oh no, gonna meet on ya way. Bad as ya so on we wo yo. Now you're gonna meet on ya way.
Bad as ya so on we wo yo. Now you're gonna meet on ya way. Bad as ya so on we wo yo.
In Haitian Vodou, spirits are grouped into different nacios or families, and Sobo Bade is actually considered part of the Rada laws, the Rada Nation. And the Lara Nación, again, as we've talked about in season one, are the laws that are cool, they're steady, they're more ancestral, many of them primordial beings, many of them deified ancestors of royalty. Scholars like Maya Deren and Alfred Metro noted that Sobobade form this cluster of sky spirits, all connected to elements that surround human life, which we talked about. People also serve, people who serve Papa Sobobade also talk about their military presence and their military energy, because they're not only seen as brothers, they're also sometimes depicted as military generals. And in some Vodou lineages, not all, but in some lineages, particularly the ones that have what we call fire initiations, and fire initiations speak to the Asson. So there is different Asson, or what we call Asokwe lineages. Sobo and Bade in those specific lineages are considered the guardians of the Jevo. And the Jevo, again, is kind of the space, the initiatory space where people are go in and are initiated into the Vodou religion. We're going to have an entire episode talking about the Asan. We're going to have an entire episode talking specifically about sacred spaces like the Jevo. So you can imagine, again, thinking about their roles as the guardians of the Jevo, the role of thunder and wind guarding the doorway of the sacred space, making sure to kind of keep out those who don't belong, protecting those that are vulnerable, and ensuring that the rites can proceed without interference. And we see that with what we call the drapo, the procession. So there's like a flag procession, which I'm gonna talk about again briefly a little later in this particular episode. Sobobade continues to be honored across many Vodou temples in Haiti and in different communities outside of Haiti. So we see their presence, not just within the elemental forces, but we see them in our specific communities. And when I think about the role that Sobobade plays, not only with the flags, but also what they play, the roles that they play within the community, I want to lean into a passage from Professor Flora. So in the book, Dancing Spirits, Professor Gides Florent talks about Sobobade in possession. In the book, he writes, Sobobade, it is said that when Sobo possesses a person, Bade will possess another person to complete that relationship. Professor Florent also paraphrases research from Laguerre when he writes that Sobo is a very powerful spirit and well known for his bravery as a warrior. When he possesses someone, the person must dress like the general of an army. Sobo is reputed to have healing power. Usually he maintains the good health of his devotee and is called upon to cure illnesses believed to be of a supernatural origin. So in that text, Professor Florent is not only recognizing the military aspect of Sobobade, but also recognizing the healing aspects that this energy has. And when you think about the elemental natures of lightning, wind, and thunder, there is a healing aspect to it in the way that it specifically manifests, even though it is expressed, kind of at an air earth level. It is interesting that Sobobade is also considered to be healers. So, if we bring it back to round out the thread that we just kind of talked through. Sobo, again, is the law of thunder and lightning. Bade is the law of wind. They're both brothers. They're both deified ancestors of royal lineage. Together, they guard, they protect, they keep order, particularly when it comes to initiation rites. Together, they also work in tandem with Agau, the storm that shakes the ground, and we'll talk about in a future episode. They're brothers to Bosu. Bosu is another loa that is considered a Tohosu, just like they are, along with Agasu. So hopefully you're getting all of this, but it's important to understand their origin, to understand their function, and to understand their essence. And I like to use that like framework, as I've got shout out to Professor Olupana that gave us that framework in terms of how to really think about and analyze and reflect on divine deities like Papa Sobo, like Bade. If we switch gears and we talk a little bit about the role of Sobo Bade and the flags in Haitian voodoo, there's a song that talks about, there's many songs when you think about Papa Sobo Bade. We'll play a couple today that not only talk about their role, but specifically talk about their role when it comes to the ritual flags of voodoo. When people hear certain songs related to the Dagapo, typically there's a role called the flag bearers. Flag bearers are also in Haitian Creole are called La Place. And we'll do an entire episode talking about the flags and talking about La Place. But the flag bearers, they kind of step forward once they start hear certain songs are playing, and particularly when there is a voodoo ritual, and their energy is all about wrapping themselves into carrying the flags around. You'll see sometimes flags being kind of paraded around a voodoo temple. And these flags, they're not just like, oh, they're pretty, they're for decoration. These flags represent an embodiment of the spirits. They represent that the laws are being welcomed in. And usually they really represent Papa Sobo and Bade. And when they are honored, the voodoo house of the voodoo community often bring out the two flags. There's usually two flags, recognizing that Sobo and Bade are two forces that work in tandem. So usually when you see the flags, you never just see one, you usually see two. And the two really kind of also represent Sobo Bade. There are also other laws that are connected to the flag. Like when I think about some of the Ogu laws, there may be a connection with the flags. Some of the Peto laws, there's a connection with the flags. And again, we're gonna talk about that more. And that actually kind of brings me to a passage that the late Mumbo Itas Jean-Baptiste talked about in terms of the connection of flags and their roles with other laws. So I want to read a quick passage since, you know, we're kind of talking about some of these other laws. So in May 1992, Mumbo Itas Jean-Baptiste, she writes, "The flag has played an important role in the formation of voodoo because our ancestors who were used to connect voodoo with politics. And in Africa, the system was monarchies, and that same system was produced in Saint-Domingue or colonial Haiti by intelligence enslaved leaders such as Toussaint, such as Macandal, such as Dessalines, such as Boukman, and many others. These leaders transformed the consciousness of other enslaved people at the time through the use of the flag and through the mysteries of voodoo. These figures made it possible for the voodoo spirits to become some of the guiding laws of Haiti, and the flag served as a protection for the African race within the Haitian Black community." So if we deconstruct what Mumbo Itas Jean-Baptiste is saying in this passage, when we think about Haiti, we have to remember that the flag is not just a piece of cloth. It's not just this pretty design. In the Haitian story, when we go back to Bwakaima, right, the flag is extremely sacred. And the flag was always kind of held. It was always, you know, led in rebellions, in different fights, in different types of aspects of the revolution. And so just as Mumbo Itas was saying, the flag has become synonymous with politics and voodoo. And that's why we still see the flag to this day. And you'll see what's really interesting is that this connection, this symbolism with flags, we see that bleed into the Haitian culture. Hence, you know, when you think about the Haitian culture, and you know, the month of May is a huge month within Haitian communities, and you'll always see, whether it's during the month of May, it's during Carnival, there's certain aspects when you see a large group of Haitians gathering, one of the first things you always see is the flag. And now, you know, from a secular perspective, when I say flag, I'm talking about the Haitian flag, right? The flag of the country. But that pride and really displaying the Haitian, you know, the flag is also a symbol of power. And it is directly tied to Vodou, because Vodou is all about resistance, is all about leadership, is all about survival. And so even though we have different sets of flags that you see that it may be brought out in different Vodou rituals, the connection, the secular connection to Vodou flags is still there, and it's really deeply embedded in Haitian culture. There is not one person that you see that has some elements of Haitian descent that does not have a flag somewhere in their house, in their cars, on their persons, etc. You'll see people sometimes walking around just you know, wrapping themselves with the flag in parties. You see them wrapping themselves in different, let's say, protests, because the flag is power. So when we think about that, it's important to understand and bridge those connections. And the connection and the patriotism to the country's flag actually dates back to African roots, because back in Africa, many societies were organized around kings, around kingdoms, and around different sacred traditions. And those systems, even with the enslaved Africans coming to the to Hispaniola, they brought those systems with them. So in Haiti, the idea of the flag and organizing by kingdoms and organizing by sacred traditions really kind of morphed, right? It got mixed with Vodou, and it became a way to fight back against slavery. So, you know, when we hear names like Macandal, we hear Boukman, we hear Toussaint Louverture, we hear Dessalines, you know, we're not just talking about military leaders. We're talking about people who've used Vodou, used the spirits, and used the flag itself to raise the consciousness of the enslaved. When people saw the flag, there's a sense of pride and joy that people had, and it helped, you know, kind of create a groundswell. It helped create a call to action. So the flag is extremely important, and it continues to be a symbol of survival. It continues to be a symbol of resistance. And when we take it back to Sobo Bade, it also becomes a symbol of leadership. So when I think about Sobo Bade and the role that they play, they are protectors again, very disciplined energies, and they help bring that sense of dignity to the religion. They help bring that sense of dignity to rituals. You know, there's this pride and joy when you see when the flag bearers, when the Laplace, when they come out and they're carrying the flags. There's entire Vodou ceremonies and rituals just for the flags, right? So I wanted to take a moment. Again, I just kind of gave you a preview of our episode on flags, but I would be remiss to talk about Sobo Bade and not talk about the important role that they play when it comes to flags in Haitian Vodou. With that, I want to say a big aibobo to Sobo Bade, to Sobo Alama Vodou, to Sobo Alumanja, to Sobo Daikan, to Sobo Kesu, Sobo Ololele, Sobo Wutogi, Sobo Timoso, Sobo Wandile Sogbagi Sambonaile, Bade Dagikan, Bade Imamu Dose, Bade Innocent, Bade Kaviesu, Bade Lensifre, Bade Moa, bade si kwale wusi, bade se yeme, bade sinde, bade tesi tesi madam wefoye, bade wuso buav ki mache, bode pasa wile me, pasa wili bo. Ayi bo bo to all of the sobo bade spirits, all the ones I said, all the ones I didn't say, all the ones I know, all the ones I don't know. Ayi bobo, ayi bobo, ayi bobo. We're going to take another break. We're going to come back and discuss what are some of the comparable deities to Papa Sobo Bade in other world religions. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacedito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more.
Are you passionate about Haitian voodoo, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian voodoo and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian voodoo alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSANBA.org to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Desir, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian voodoo cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise. When we talk about Sobo Bade in Haitian voodoo, we are talking about the idea that these are powerful forces of nature that arrive as siblings. In some cases, they can be interpreted as partners. In other cases, they can be interpreted as guardians. This brother, the sibling energy, however, is not unique to Haiti. In different parts of the world, we see cultures where people have, whether it's twin-like deities or brotherly deities, who also protect the order when it comes to the sky, who protect storms, who are aspects of various different forces of nature. So I want to begin the comparative theological conversation about Papa Sobobade. I want to start within the African continent because we see a lot of parallels within the continent. And it's not just specifically in Haitian Vodou. So I want to go back to this idea around Ndiome. So we started that. We talked about Sobobade being from the Ndiome kingdom. Within Ndiome, the sky pantheon, you have Maulisa, the twin forces of the moon and sun, night and day, balance in heavens. And out of that cosmic pairing came children. Papa Sobo and Bade are said to be considered children of Maulisa, one carrying lightning, the other one carrying wind, and they summon kind of the energies we see today. But if we were to travel west, if we go to the west from Benin and we go to Nigeria, we see Shango. So Shango, which in the Americas is known as the Orisha of thunder, fire, and lightning. At least in Americas, it's considered Shango. In Nigeria, more Sango, right? And Shango's companion is Oya. Oya is the spirit of winds, storms, and rivers. While they're not brothers per se, but they kind of work in tandem. They're two partner energies that focuses on thunder, lightning, wind, and specifically storms. If we continue to move, if we think about the Yewe people of Togo and Ghana, within Togo and Ghana, they honor what's called Zebyesu or Hevyesu, which is the thunder spirit. And that thunder spirit's energy is tied to the storms. He's also considered a bringer of justice. And if we were to move south, so we were in the, you know, we started in the west, we moved over to Togo and Ghana, some of the, you know, kind of neighboring countries. But if we move south in Africa and we look at Congo, thunder is carried by what's called a deity called Nzazi. And Nzazi commands lightning and helps actually create another entity. And so when we think about that, the breath, and we think about the air element, the breath element, the wind element, belonging to what we call Mpemba within the Congo region. And Mpemba is kind of the world of ancestors and spirit. So again, they're not necessarily brothers, Nzazi and Mpemba, but they move together in tandem. There's a sort of partnership, right? Lightning and breath, thunder and air, and they help shape, you know, connection between the living and the divine. So, you know, when we think about Sobo and Bade, yes, they're brothers of the sky, but we start to see a larger pattern within the African continent, right? People recognize, and I think across the world, people essentially recognize that thunder and wind arrive together. One is usually when you see one, you see the other. So usually people are usually naturally conditioned. When we hear lightning, when we see lightning, where everyone's kind of waiting to hear thunder roar, right? That's just a part of nature. So in the same vein, we know, just like we see in possession, when Sobo arrives, as Professor Flo Lunt shares, as Sobo arrives, if he arrives in the temple, chances are Bade is not too far behind, because again, they belong to one another. Their power is really what we call that sense of balance, essentially. If we move outside of Africa and we look at other comparable deities across the world, let's go to ancient Greece and Rome. We see twin brothers, Castor and Pollux, which is sometimes called Dioscuri, and the two of them appear as glowing lights in a storm, and it's a sign that the brothers are watching over the crew. So we see Castor and Pollux again. That's usually, again, they're not necessarily thunder and wind, but they work together in tandem as elemental energies within Greece and within Rome. If we go to the Norse tradition, thunder belongs to Thor, right? So Thor has been become very popular in the secular space. Thor is the god that kind of has the hammer, the god of thunder that usually has the hammer. We see a lot of different depictions of Thor as like a superhero. But the winds is also tied to Loki, right? A spirit that travels with Thor. They're not brothers, but their stories are entwined and interconnected. If we were to look at India, the Vedic traditions that speak of Indra, Indra is the god of storm and lightning, and Vayu is the god of the wind. If we were to then, you know, switch gears and look at the Slavic traditions, there's what's called Perun. So Perun is the god of thunder, lightning, and war, and Stribog is the god of wind and air. If we take a look at the Americas, if we look at the Maya cosmology, the Bacabs are four brothers who held up the sky at each corner, each associated with a different wind. If we look at some of the Native American traditions, the Navajo, there's what's called the Hero Twins, Monster Slayer and Born for Water, and they work together to protect people. And again, their powers are different because they have this like twin pattern, they are sometimes kind of affiliated and have a similar kind of energetic signature as Papa Sobo Bade. And so when we think about all of these different connections, whether we are comparing Papa Sobo Bade to Castor and Pollux, Indra or Vayu, Perun or Stribog, we definitely see there's a pattern across the religions that there are brothers of the sky, there are siblings of elemental forces, there are twins that are guardians, there are sibling protectors. And we see this pattern across the world time and time again. So I think it's really fascinating to understand not only the elemental forces that they represent, but to understand the sibling connection that each of these different gods and deities have across the world as it relates to Sobo Bade. To our dearest Papa Sobo Bade, we love you, we honor you, we thank you so much for carrying thunder, lightning, and wind, not just as chaos, but actually as orchestrated protection of our homes, protection of our communities, protections of our Jevo. As you continue to guard the Vodou Temple and you shield initiates, you remind us, Papa Sobo Bade, that power can move with purpose and care. And we thank you so much for your presence, and we ask you to continue to guide Haitian communities and humanity towards balance, order, and resilience. Aye Bobo, aye Bobo, aye Bobo. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Make sure to take a moment to follow or subscribe so you never miss an update. Have a question, thoughts, or comments about today's episode? Feel free to email us at aguacerito@gmail.com. Don't forget to share this episode with the first person that comes to mind who might need to hear this message too. Join us next time as we honor and love on Mirokan, the symbolic representation of all lois in Haitian Vodou. Until then, keep learning, growing, and pushing forward on your journey. As always, we will close out in prayer. Thank you to Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to all of the divine saints, spirits, and protectors who have walked with us in this sacred gathering. Thank you to the divine saints and ancestral spirits in the east, west, north, and south. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. Thank you to the spirits of the earth, water, fire, and air, both known and unknown, who sustain and balance us in every moment. Thank you to all of our ancestors, near and far. We thank you for your love, your strength, and your eternal guidance. We give gratitude for the unity we have shared and for the wisdom we have revealed in this moment. We release ourselves into the world with your blessings, asking for your continued protection and guidance as we walk our paths. We honor the thread that connects us all as children of this earthly realm and as spiritual beings beyond it. May the light of wisdom, the power of courage, and the bond of love remain with us as we part ways. May our hearts remain open, our minds remain clear, and our spirits remain strong to continue growing, learning, and thriving together. We affirm that all that is needed has been received, all that is to be learned will unfold, and all that is to be shared will bear fruit in time. Aibobo, ago ago, bo, rababa, asao, alaso, awoshenago, javodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sembo. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerrito podcast show. Joining us on the Agua Cerrito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits, and remember, the Agua Cerrito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.